Jody Baxt is the owner of Real Estate Experts in Chapel Hill. Since the start of 2019, she has been hard at work developing North Carolina's first 100% net zero energy residential community. Baxt is developing Array, a 12-lot neighborhood located on 60 acres of land off Orange Grove Road, just minutes west of downtown Carrboro in Chapel Hill. Baxt said, creating an energy-efficient neighborhood in Orange County is ideal and timely for several reasons.
I think that the location of this property being in Orange County, North Carolina, you have a preponderance of people that really do care about the environment and care about high indoor air quality and living sustainably. So I think that's what, you know, one thing about the area. And then just from a kind of timing perspective, with the way that, you know, things are going with respect to climate change and how fast things are kind of moving in a negative direction, this is the perfect time for the residential building industry to be able to really show people that it is very, very possible today to build a home with a significantly reduced carbon footprint.
Bax said Array's net zero energy homes will produce as much energy as they consume, as well as meet aggressive targets for water conservation and indoor air quality. Each house will also be third-party certified based on national green building standards.
The houses that we're talking about in Array, which are, you know, very achievable to build, are about 90% more efficient than a standard code-built house. And then what makes it net zero energy is when you add in the solar.
According to Array's website, PV solar panels will be specifically sized for each energy-efficient home in the Array neighborhood. Array's 12 lots are positioned with a north-south orientation to make maximum use of the sun and its natural energy. In addition to solar panels, Bax said these homes will also have continuous insulation to keep utility costs even lower. While initially more expensive to build, she said these homes are more economical in the long run.
You do spend more money up front, but you're spending less money to maintain your house because basically you have almost zero energy costs. So with the net zero energy model, there will be net metering. So each house will be tied to the grid with Duke Power. But how it works is that the excess energy that you're creating goes to the grid for storage. And then in peak times for peak demand, if you need more energy, then it basically gets called back from the grid.
Bax said Duke Power will charge $14 a month for each house to be connected to the grid, and that will be the sole utility cost. Other standard utilities like water and sewer will come at no additional cost as a well and septic system will be built into the neighborhood. While net zero energy houses are being built sporadically, Bax said the Array neighborhood will be one of the first of its kind in the whole country. Right now, she is one of 12 Array lots already reserved. Bax said she hopes to get the stormwater and erosion control permits approved by January, the next step in making her net zero energy neighborhood a reality. For more details about the Array neighborhood, visit ArraySustainableLiving.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.